right place.
Hello,
hello there.
It's all good.
Steve.
Hi.
Larry Reinhart. Nice to see you.
How are you doing? Yeah, that's
good.
Me.
Good. Hi, I'm Larry Reinhart. I'm with the performance category. Thank you for your performance today. I recognize a few of the faces. I moved away from here. I sing in a quartet called Philatoga Township.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's where I knew them.
You betcha.
I was the law of Philatoga. So, okay. Of course, Phil Haynes was a very good friend of mine and a friend of a lot of y'all's, too.
Yeah.
We were hoping to make it back here in 2011. I think I judged here in 2011 for our 10th year, and he didn't make it through the summer.
Yeah.
But what a treat to come on. You guys are, where do you guys stand in terms of your life and things like that? Are you... are you growing again?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
There's a faint pulse with some of us.
We're not quite comatose yet.
We're glad we're moving back into the 800s with this contest, so that's good.
Okay. You mean the total score?
Total score, yep. Uh-huh. And be nice to get back into the 70%. We were in that 6 years ago.
Okay.
So
you were in our category, I think, weren't you?
Yeah. We like your category this time.
Well, I guess our category likes you. So.
This is usually not our strong category.
Yeah. And so the Make 'em Laugh was, I scored at a 73, and Barry scored at a 70.
Yeah.
I may have been high, he may have been low, it comes up to about a 71 or something like that. Give my regards, I went down to a 71 and he went to a 68. So the second song was a couple points less for both of us. So that's an opportunity, I think. Are these both songs that you're going to keep, Steve?
Probably.
Oh, good. I mean, they're good songs. I would say that they're both...
The Broadway is a brand new one for us. So,
oh, okay.
Make 'em Laugh we've used for... three contests.
Okay, well, yeah, you do, and you've got a lot of fun stuff that goes on.
Yeah, with that one.
The pie in the face thing, if we could come up with something more, a little funnier there, that might be good. I mean, it was effective.
We wanted to come up with something that didn't actually involve a real pie.
Right.
We voted, we were going to take Steve.
Because I know where that would end up.
Right. We had anybody ever been to the Buckeye?
Yeah.
Okay. I was in a chorus from RT Research Triangle Park, and we did the Buckeye one year, and it included powder your face, you know.
Oh yeah.
And the final coup de grace was literally a 5 foot wide powder thing that came swinging from the downstage and completely it was the perfect comedy set that included a climactic thing. So your Make 'em Laugh, I mean, Donald O'Connor, you just can't do it like Donald O'Connor does.
No.
Right?
No.
But you guys are doing some good stuff with that. A couple of those things could be, you know, challenge yourself to make them, take them to the powder in your face or whatever. I wanted to taste, I speak like a performance, a theater guy. I wanted to taste the lemon meringue.
If it's coconut cream, we might talk.
So, can we sing?
Sure.
Are we kind of in a position where you can direct out here, Steve?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Give my regards to Broadway. Boy, I haven't heard that in quite a while. That's
second edition.
That's been quite a while.
It's been years.
It's been years.
I think Chicago Chorus Train sang that too.
Yeah. Yes, they did. Yeah. Yes, they did.
Yeah, years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. There were some neat musical things that were going on. Steve is a very musical director. You guys have lots of good things going on here. The accelerando, you had kind of an accelerando through this song,
which
you'll probably be congratulated for. It didn't seem to be supported with a mood intensification.
Damn.
It seemed to be...
It was our plan.
It seemed to be accelerando, and and what we do in performance, and guys, you know, I was a presentation guy, and what we do in performance that we didn't do in presentation is we used to coach kind of from the outside in, right? Hey, try this, and you know, brighten this up, and you know, it was rather superficial. And what we want to do, guys, now and is apply some of the concepts of internalizing where we want to go, what kind of emotion we want the audience to feel. It's not just about how I feel. How do you want the audience to feel? And take it from the inside. So that when you do an Excel Rondo and you do it because you feel like you must move, right? As opposed to you've been prescribed to move there. It's different. So I would challenge us all to apply some of to try to internalize how I feel, why I even want to raise my arms, right? You know, with mindless gestures, or you know, you've heard about that we don't want to do pattern type of things. But in a nutshell, anything that we do should be driven by the internal emotion that you're feeling, that's welling up to the point where you can't help but just express it.
We did have that plan. That was supposed to be the delusional trip back into the past to believe you were back on stage.
Okay, good.
You
know,
and so
okay.
That was the plan there, and getting excited about it and thinking you're there again.
Okay.
Obviously, we didn't get that across to you.
You know, and some of the comments are mine, and some of them are Barry's, and I won't tell you which ones are which.
Yeah.
So, but possibly some more reflection. And you've probably talked about that. You've talked about the plan, right?
We had it all written out.
Phrase by phrase.
But you see the problem there, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, this is where I reflect.
Oh, yeah. It was more conceptual sections of the song.
Uh-huh.
Not on this word we blink. You know,
No, I know. I didn't see any of that. But again, sometimes you want to take you guys into the 70s, where you are involving the audience almost all the time. This is the kinds of things that the performer has to do, which is,
yeah.
I'm sorry, but it's a challenge.
That's what it is. That's okay.
We're just moving up to it.
We're moving that way.
So do you want to sing a little Broadway then?
Sure.
Yeah.
Justin.
It's been years since I last played on old Broadway. Heard the cheers and the thunderous applause. Applause. But time has gone by now, I'm aged and gray.
Good. If I pause, that was that moment that do you have a pro? Have a seat for a minute if you guys want. Just a lot of good stuff going on. If I pause was one of those moments where I would take that in. Pardon me if I pause. Give my regards. So
longer, you mean more of a reflection?
Yeah, and I don't want to say go 2.8 seconds.
No, I know that.
But this is the concept that I would use. Pardon me if I pause, and then gather your thoughts together. Pardon me if I pause. Give my regards. Mm-hmm. You see, I was doing something the whole time, right? Yes. I didn't pause.
And do nothing.
And you know, the pregnant pause. There is music in the silence. There is communication in that silence. And there's also an emotional opportunity there. So pardon me if I pause. Give my. I was just kind of finalizing the thoughts in my mind. Which resulted in a 2.76 second pause. But did you feel the difference to what we might do there?
Sure.
But that whole concept can apply to several places.
A pregnant pause.
Huh?
A pregnant pause.
There's a difference. A pregnant pause is... And what I was suggesting is that during that moment... Guys, that we take that thought inside of us and say, well, here's what I really want to say. Give my regards. Which resulted in a pregnant pause, but there was no stagnation in my, I don't know if I looked like I was still or something. I was thinking through it, right? And we can all do that without getting too busy, but... That's part of our individual responsibility as performers to do that. And then, by the way, when you do internalize it that way, you're starting to give my regard will have probably even more warmth because it's coming from, thank you, Vi, it's coming from in here, right? I didn't say anything about singing with more warmth or anything like that, but these are the results, and the music judges will dig that stuff, and you'll have heaven here to confirm that. make them laugh is going to be thrown out? Or
no,
it's got a life to it?
No, it's until people start saying, why are we doing that again?
Yeah. Dance.
That requires that we remember that we did it yesterday.
Yeah. Right. The plan is usually the songs come out of our show theme.
Good.
Usually.
For you.
So that it gets attention through the year as we're working on show music.
And what is your show?
Our show this year is going to be in August. Normally we were scaling it to February, but we've moved it to August. So we've got 11 songs ready to go, and I need more to work on.
Okay. Good deal. So make them laugh. I just think you're doing lots of good things. I mean, I scored it a 73. The opportunity... Again, I'd go look at a Donald O'Connor video. He was just ridiculous, you know. And you can't do all that stuff. Yeah. You know? I'm thinking how he'd walk across the chair, and he was a dancer. The opportunity might be able to do some front row Donald O'Connor type of things. Okay. Let's see a show of hands.
I knew Carl. I knew Carl'd be there. He'd be there.
Carl wanted to do a song in the chorus line. That's a dance number.
That's right. Right. Good. So that's a basic concept that I want to take forward as you do all of your songs. Make 'em Laugh is a pretty busy song. I couldn't. The Shakespeare. You did a book thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There might be some opportunity for something more Shakespearean than just looking at the book.
Well, we did.
Sort of. You didn't hear it. Yeah.
Well, we vocalized too.
Yeah, yeah, vocalized.
Yeah, you did the voice thing. I heard the color. Right. Yeah, I heard that. Well, you want to play a little bit and see if there's something that jumps out?
Sure.
I mean, I there's a, again, when you're at this level, guys, it's just kind of finding stuff that might be more entertaining. Might we do something a little different? Just challenge yourself. Do you have a music team that can always say, hey, let's not be satisfied with how that came out, right? Mm-hmm. Let's celebrate the success, but let's not be satisfied. Let's see, what can we do to make the audience even more engaged with us, you know? Mm-hmm. So let's, if you want to play a little bit of that, I
sure.
We can try.
Take it from the chorus, because we get into where that is. By the chorus, it's in.
The actor was
G. Was G.
No.
Show me the actor move.
Actor. Actor. Tells you actor.
Which time he gets mentioned a couple of times.
Do it again. Let's say actor.
Is that singer?
That's your dad saying that.
Yeah. My dad said be an actor, my son.
Are you saying being an actor, my son?
Well, or yeah,
or being an actor. Which is it?
That one.
So I saw point.
Yeah.
And didn't know what the reason for the point was. Was it being an actor, which is that? Do that again.
Yeah.
See, they brought that up. Yes. He was being an actor. He was a thespian.
For the theater.
What? It's not just the move, there's a reason for it, and I heard two different reasons, which is kind of interesting. So your dad said it, and so we are the actor there. Golly, we gotta run. But music team, challenge yourself to make sure, is that as entertaining as we can do it, right? And celebrate what you've done. This is it's very exciting. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Want your stool?